Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Studio E here at our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our truckers and our active-duty military and our veterans and our EMS and our firefighters and our police and our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe here on the Third Watch. Now, to everybody that's out there, don't forget that you can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can actually click on the link there and pick up the radio show from there. And in addition, we have got MeWe, and we've got Gab, and we've got Parler, where you can find us. You can also find us on Getter, on Truth Social, and over on our website, the official Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the official CaptainsAmerica.com. And check it out, see what you think, and get back to us, because we play the podcast during the daytime all day long of the current show. So that's what you'll get when you go over there. And a lot of people choose to go over there in the daytime and listen to what we're talking about right now. But you'll be behind and everybody else is ahead. All right, over to the telephone line, and we have got none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Everybody is happy, real happy, as a matter of fact, as you can tell by that. And they're happy to know that they don't have to shovel snow. That's all way up north.
Yeah, some parts of the country are going to get hammered, aren't they?
Boy, I'm telling you, there is a major snowstorm with blizzard warnings in it all the way from the Rocky Mountains all the way across to Maine right now.
Crazy.
Mm. Yep. Now, speaking of crazy, not necessarily crazy, but it could be, we've got a lot of people out there who are watching what's going on with the Bidens. And once again, we hear from Congressman Comer, the chairman of the committee that looks into this sort of stuff, telling us that they have a White House, or they have an information request. They have an information request on a former U.N. official, ex-U.S. U.N. official, and they're trying to get information about what's been going on with the Biden complex, if you will, the conglomerate, and China. Is there still money rolling in? And if so, what kind and how much?
Well, I'm glad for that. But there's an interesting thing that happened here. When yesterday, when Biden was at his first sit-down talking with, you know, the Polish diplomats and so forth, he came out and he said that the United States will be working in cooperation and funding a nuclear power system, building a nuclear power system in Poland.
Yeah.
giving them power for decades to come. Now, he's fine with building nuclear power plants in Poland when we can't build them here.
Right.
Now, we don't know anything about this. I mean, this just kind of hit me, you know, the side of the face. And so the next question is, when is this happening? And is this post-presidency? So he and Hunter are going back into their game of all of these foreign deals. So this is an interesting one that I hope some people in the press start asking about, because this one looks pretty shady. Very shady.
Yeah, well, it's not a surprise to me, because these are shady people that we're dealing with. And, of course, we have the committee chairman in the Congress, Congressman Comer, who has said that they have requested information from a former U.S. U.N. official, and they are right now actively pursuing what Hunter Biden has been up to. That's where they're at right now.
Well, yeah, they're really investigating Joe Biden, but in order to investigate him, you have to kind of look at what Hunter has been doing and did do and with whom. And I think there are going to be some other interesting names in all of this investigation that we haven't that haven't necessarily bubbled to the surface yet. And it's going to be very interesting to see how much intersection this was having with the Obama White House at the time, while Joe and Hunter and James and Ashley and the rest of them were all doing. So, now the agencies are slow walking the request coming out of the Oversight Committee.
Right.
Which they always tend to do. But now that there's subpoena power, I think another interesting thing that will happen is the Oversight Committee will subpoena these banks for banking transactions, since the government is slow-walking the Oversight Committee.
Okay, when we come back, folks, the question of the day, question of the hour, is Lori Lightfoot, are her days numbered as the mayor of Chicago? It looks like as if she's got a big problem coming up. We'll let you know. Don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, indeedy. Do that, and you'll know what's going on in the world of Denise Simon. Now, I will tell you this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, they've been serving people for over 85 years, and they currently are the second largest auto insurer in the country. Now, the great policies that they offer there, which they do, GEICO Insurance, that's G-E-I-C-O. You can get business insurance there. You can get car insurance. You can get truck insurance. You can get motorcycle insurance. You can get semi-insurance, whether your semis, if you're involved in something other than a company that is self-insured that has their own. But the main thing is, check them out online, GEICO.com, GEICO.com, and you won't be having the problems that the other people are because you'll be able to talk to anybody almost any time you want. That's how reliable they are. And by the way, they are floating around here in my state and elsewhere in the storm areas trying to make sure that everybody that needed the coverage is going to be taken care of so they'll be able to know what's going on. So, take a look at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Take advantage of everything they have over there. And take a look and see the link, BoundersCode.com. And when you go there and you get over to the snowtime, the wintertime snowtime discount, tell them that you're the captain, you've been listening to the captain, you've got your own military policy or whatever the case may be. They give them any information they need to have. And away you go, and you'll find out a world of savings that you did not know existed. So there you go. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
All righty. Now, not to be outdone, the government seems to know all better than we do most of the time, right? I said most of the time. I didn't say all the time, but you're right. So So yesterday, we get this nonsense about the tanks. Where are they going to get the Abrams tanks? Because they've got this group of 600 Iraqis trained on those tanks to use them. Well, I think they're coming out of Germany, aren't they?
Well, therein lies the interesting question, because you're talking about the tanks that the United States has that are going to Ukraine, is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay, well, I think on our cargo planes, only because these tanks are so heavy, I think you can only put two on those planes.
Correct.
So what happens is that the military has pre-positioned a number of those tanks in certain military bases across the globe, certainly those in Europe and in Eastern Europe. So they don't have to come from the United States. Then I hear yesterday that somebody out of the Pentagon said that we're building them,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to ship them. Well, that's nuts. So something's very wrong in all of this, because Germany has some number of them, and all they have to do is just take them over to Ukraine.
Yep, and I got a story here that says they're coming out of mothballs.
Well, something is just mm-hmm. very wrong in this whole story, and Admiral Kirby, who I don't know what his real official job is anymore, but anyway, he actually said on Friday, I think it was, that the tanks that we have pledged for Ukraine won't be there till this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. A lot of things, especially with what has happened here in the last couple of days with Russia and whatnot, a lot of nasty things can happen between now and this summer. Why? And so what the United States has pledged to give Ukraine doesn't mean Ukraine has it yet. So especially the tanks. So they don't have them. And, you know, I mean, it sounds good. We're giving them tanks and we're giving them this or they're giving them that. Those are words, because the actions haven't happened yet, which is the reason that this war has drug out for so long. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you know, I go back to Schwarzkopf all the time when the first Desert Storm.
Right.
I mean, he went over there, Desert Storm 1, and took care of that thing in what, 90 days?
Right.
95 days?
Yeah.
So what happened to that kind of war planning and action as compared to what's happening today? I mean, it's really kind of remarkable. If Biden had done the right thing, if for nothing else, taken the weapons out of Bagram and sent those over to Ukraine instead of giving them to the Taliban, we wouldn't even be having this discussion today, would we?
No.
The war in Ukraine would have been over. So we wouldn't have to be pledging money and money and money and money and money. I mean,
and give them $48 million for their pension plan.
We wouldn't have to do that, would
nope,
we?
No, not at all. Mm-mm. We talked about that at length last night, too, about all this nonsense and how the wool was being pulled over our eyes. And we've got to get involved. We, the American people, have got to get involved to a greater degree and say, look, enough's enough. Stop this.
Well, I mean, I get it. I fully get it. You know, and I we're up to, between money and equipment and ammunition and whatnot, I think we're well into about $113 billion.
Correct.
The UK has done $8
billion.
Mm-hmm. Eight. Yep. So the truth of the matter is that the way that this Pentagon, the way this national security team, and the way this president has dealt with this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is impeachable, as far as I'm concerned. It's reprehensible.
Well, of course, remember Max Baucus, the senator from Montana?
Well, therein lies a very interesting thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And I would also say Governor Richardson. Remember him?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're up to their eyeballs, and not only what is happening here, but also on all things under Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we're getting closer to the prize, but I don't know if we're going to get there.
Which prize are you referring to?
Hunter Biden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that we're going to find some interesting names in the Hunter Biden investigation / Joe Biden investigation. But I also think that the Biden crime family is planning. This is the reason he hasn't announced his re-election for president, because I think that he's not going to have the votes, and so they're planning on what they're going to do post-presidency.
Mm-hmm. With the money they're going to get.
Right.
Yep.
Or have been getting, yes.
Yep. And everybody believes that he's been on the payroll the whole time. I do.
I don't know about that. It may have gone, there may be some interesting things that are happening. Been putting it in some kind of lockbox until such time that they're free to take it. I don't know.
Okay, and folks, when we talk with Denise Simon, again, her website is founderscode.com. You can go over there and check out all the great articles that she looks at and puts together, and the notes that she has over there, and the podcasts that she has, and the interviews that she does, and catch all of that over there, and know a lot more than you will as if you just wait for the talking heads on TV to bring it to you, right?
Well, thank you for that. I don't listen to the
talking heads. Well, you work hard.
I listen to the topic, and then I go find it out the rest of it myself. So, I make my own conclusions and work pretty hard at comparing stories and facts and whatnot. But thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome for that. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. So have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Again, go over to her website, check it out, see what she has to offer, and you'll be one happy camper when you get to see it. In the meantime, we'll be back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is out with a new immigration policy that seeks to limit asylum. The protection would not be available to those who didn't apply before entering Mexico. In order to seek asylum, migrants must schedule a time to arrive at a port of entry. There would be exceptions for some victims of trafficking. The proposal must go through the normal rulemaking process that allows for public comment. Police in Colorado Springs are investigating a Tuesday night shooting that sent at least five people to the hospital. It happened just after 7 p.m. local time at a convenience store. Police say two large groups started fighting there and several gunshots rang out. Colorado Springs Police says there's no word yet on a motive, but juveniles may be involved. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the water of East Palestine is safe to drink. He said that's because the water has been tested and will continue to be tested. This comes after a freight train with more than 50 cars derailed in the town earlier this month. Julio Flores, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Of course, you can find them on the web at naa.edu. That's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, check out the website, find out what they're all about, and then we'll tell you why. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You go over there. You take a look at what they have to offer. Don't just look at the front page and look at the pictures and go, boy, that looks pretty neat. Take a look, read what's there, and find out about the two campuses. Because one's in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from me here in Tampa. The other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a working, functional airport just outside Boston. Now, that being said, in both cases, you'll have an opportunity to become an aviation maintenance tech by being taught in the regular 14-month course Now, that changes if you have military service and you've been an air maintenance tech yourself in the military or even worked a flight crew. Because you can take your experience, put it to work, and wind up with, in some cases, as much as a high five-figure job or a high six-figure job, whatever the case is. Because if you get to go to work for a company that's working overseas, you get the overseas pay, you get the extra pay for that, hazardous duty pay, and all the other things that come with it. And that's where the drivers and the aviation maintenance techs make a lot of money, is because of where they go and what they do. And it's not a bad idea for a year. Go over there and do it for a year. Get that extra bonus money and then come back over to the States and slow down the pace a little bit and work at a regular functioning airport here in the U.S. Now, once you graduate from the U.S., from the Academy, National Aviation Academy, once you graduate from that in the U.S., if you stay in the U.S., you'll be able to pretty much stay busy moving around from airport to airport to airport if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, if you get in the overseas group and you go overseas, let's say with, John Deere, or maybe you go over there with Cisco, or maybe you go over there with Delta or somebody, whatever. But you go over there and you start to work. You'll start with a six-figure salary right away. That's the way it works. So remember one thing. Various jobs pay different types of money. You can have all the fun you want now with the helicopter hats and the propellers on top of them and all that sort of stuff. But when these people get down to business, they get down to business. So just remember that. And I endorse them because I believe in them. I believe in them, and I believe in what they can do. And again, here's a little something again about them that we played a minute ago, but we'll play it again. Here's a little something about them that I firmly believe.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, there you have it. Now, in Veterans News, the Ukraine aid support has softened in the U.S. We're getting reports from a poll, the Associated Press NORC poll, that support amongst the American public for providing Ukrainian weaponry and direct economic assistance has softened as the new Russian invasion nears a grim one-year remembrance, according to those in the National Press Service who have said that it's Russia's the problem. If Russia stayed out of it and they didn't want to get money for everything under the sun except for what they need to get it for, things would be much better off. And that's basically what we're telling them. Now, we also understand that it's getting tough overseas in general. Part of what's getting tough is we've got some protesters that have been egging the military on for quite a while, and are doing it again tonight over there in Lily City. They're doing it again tonight, and the 101st is asking their troopers to be back on base a little bit early. So they've moved some of the passes back from 5 o'clock Monday morning to midnight Monday night. So if you're stationed at a military installation and you're on one of these ships that's on the ready-go list, they've already cut that down to 2 months regular duty, 5 months special duty. And good luck if you have to go overseas. Good luck. Because nobody really wants to, but they do it. It is in the nature of the animal that that's the way things are done, like it or not. Now, President's Day of this week, Biden began with a surprise meeting with Zelensky in Kiev. That went down fairly smooth. They got across whatever the points were they wanted to get across. Biden promised him more money than God again. $500 million, plus the 88 from an individual donor, plus apparently another group coming who will be giving money to one of the religious groups over there that's working with a lot of the Ukrainian refugees. So we'll see what it is that happens. And once we can tell you, we will, in fact, tell you what's going on there. Now, in addition, we had, of course, the popcorn man was involved. Now, I didn't see that much of him, but I know he was there. And he walked by a couple times with the popcorn thing in his shirt. So everybody knew that he had popcorn. But he was stationary. He decided not to move, so that might have been his own fault. Don't know, but that's what it appears like. Also, the GOP lawmakers attacked the new Defense Department election policies. Now, one of the things that the GOP did was they agreed with thousands of Republican assessment committee men and women that their good galaxy that they had would probably work a lot better than them and what they're doing on State Route 503 right there in Kissimmee, not very far away from Disney World. And, of course, that's quite a shark, and it's been there for quite a while. In addition, keep your eyes on the skies always because of the bad weather that we've had. And I hate to tell you that the weatherman's been right more than he's been often, but the weatherman has been right more than often, and it's such a shame. Such a shame to tell you that. Because Don Beldoff and I go back a long ways, and that's who we're talking about here. And if you want something done right, the first time, I've got a source. I got a source. It's Don Baldoff's Electronical Engineering, because he put in a lot of the lights on the buttons over there by me, and they were very reasonable. And then all of a sudden, he stopped. I don't know why. Maybe he'll call us up and tell us. But he's still an agent. He's just an agent instead of being something different. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning edition. I'll be back and we'll tell you what's going on. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4748. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, mossacura.com is the website to check out. Moss Acura happens to be on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. And you can stop by over there and see what they have to offer. Take a test drive, whatever it is you want to do, and you'll find out what the Acura is all about. It is a custom-made, top-of-the-line car, and I will tell you this much. Their SUVs they have over there, it's all the difference between a Ford Econoline and a Ford Expedition. I'm using that model for a reason. But anyway, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And don't forget about the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, your firefighters, or you are police, you get a discount right off the top of your vehicle to begin with. And it's all based on what you've accomplished in your life. They don't look at credit scores as much as they look at the individual. How's that? So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How's business?
Business is always busy.
Okay, right, because I understand that things are picking up a little bit from some other people around, and that's a good thing. Now, I want to ask you a question, because I've had some people asking me, and I said I would ask you, maybe you can explain this and help them out. At least, let's put it this way. I know you can. The debt ceiling, okay, we all know what that is, right?
Yes.
And it's what, $31 trillion or something like that right now, or is it less?
Well, I don't know what the exact number is. It's weird. All I know is that, you know, we're going to be running up against it come this summer.
Well, we're either against it or headed over it as we speak. Very, very close anyway. I'm trying to find a number, but I don't see it. And the heightened risk of a tense standoff over the debt limit is now what's going on, as it appears. But
the problem is, and this is what, you know, everything that we're watching on TV, and I want your listeners to know, all of this, Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't make any difference. They always, you know, Treasury Secretary, whether it be Mnuchin or whether it be Yellen, talks about how terrible this is going to be. By law, if you take a look at the United States Constitution, you look at the 14th Amendment, and you look at the fourth part there, we have to pay our debts. The fact if we hit the debt ceiling and we can't borrow any more money, we still have close to $500 billion coming in every single month in taxes.
Yep.
The service on our debt is about $55 billion. So there's more than enough money that's coming in to pay our debt, and we have to by law. So there's this idea that we're not going to pay our debts. No, we're going to pay the public debt, which is the money that we borrow. What's going to happen is all of the other expenditures out there are going to be cut. Now, what Treasury Secretary says, oh, that's a commitment, that's a debt. That's not a debt. That's like saying, you know, you're going to go bankrupt if you fail to pay the guy who watches your pool or takes care of your pool. If you don't pay him, but you continue to pay the bill on your house, then you're going to lose your house. It's not the case. Not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this idea that, oh, we're not going to, you know, pay our debt. No, we have to by law.
Now, the debt ceiling does not really threaten default, correct?
Yeah. It's the idea that it's going to be a default on our bonds and our debt is patently absurd. That's just not going to happen.
Okay. I didn't think so. But a lot of people were asking questions. So I said, well, yeah, we'll ask you and we'll get the answer. Now,
well, it's a ruse. Is what it is. It's what the government keeps telling us, you know, and the news media keeps covering. Okay, Section 4, I got to pull that up here. Section 4, 14th Amendment. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned. Now, this was put into place right after the Civil War,
mm-hmm,
to basically say that, you know, the southern states couldn't say, okay, we're not going to pay the war debt. And it's not limited to Civil War debts. It's basically any of our sovereign federal debt, past, present, and future. So no matter what, okay, even if we run up against the debt ceiling, the bonds are still going to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Now, Biden's weakness seems to be heightening right now. We're not seeing him accomplish much of anything. He's tried to make a big scene over there in Kuwait, over there in Ukraine, by traveling all across the area over there, went back to Poland and said, look at me, I'm a star, I can help you be who you are. But the guy is, I just don't understand it. What is he trying to accomplish, or isn't he?
The stuff that continues to come out of his mouth is fascinating, though. Is that he claimed he grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood in a black church, and now all of a sudden he's there in Poland, and he grew up in a Polish neighborhood. It's funny. The stuff that the guy comes up with, it's funny. It's just, you know, he's like, say anything, whatever he wants to say.
Yeah, I heard that.
When is it going to end? Okay. I mean, is there any limit to, you know, what we're going to do or not do? And again, this is both, and this is what happens at every single, you know, conflict that we get into. You get both, right of center publications and you get left of center publications. They all come together to continue to support, wars here. We got to try to find some exit ramp. Where's the exit ramp on this one? Because, it's a meat grinder over there. And I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon. And obviously we have the dynamic right now where China, is becoming a part of this. I don't think, it's been in the news, I don't think China's going to start sending weapons to Russia to fight in this. I really don't. I don't think that that's, they're going to be, I think that they're going to be pragmatic, quite frankly, in their decision making. And it's not pragmatic to do that. I mean, we're a better customer than Russia is. Russia's not a very big economy. So hopefully that they won't get involved in that. But if they do, I mean, that opens up a whole nother can of worms that we're dealing with right now. And at some point in time, you're going to have to put a stop to this. And, I wish we'd be having some conversations in regards to that.
Well, truth be known, we are having conversations regards to that, but you're not hearing about it because I think they're, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're secret meetings they're having.
I hope that that's the case. But again,
I Russia heard it needs, last night again.
Yeah. Russia needs an off-ramp. On this, both they both do, and I don't, I don't think that Ukraine is, they're going to think that they're going to get Crimea back. I don't think that's in the cards. I don't think it's on the table. I mean, and that's, Russia's one of their biggest naval ports is there in Crimea, and it's been that way for a long time. I don't see that going back. So I don't know. I hope you're right. I mean, I hope that they can come to some sort of end on this, because, like I said, it's going to get worse instead of better.
Now, don't most states of the country have to balance their budgets?
I wouldn't say most. I would say, many of them.
Some, at least?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because Florida's one of them.
Right, again, Florida's got a budget surplus right now, and that's even with cutting taxes. As the governor continues to cut taxes on certain items, it's great sign for the state. I like the fact that they're raising teacher salaries down there, and continuing to make investments, because again, Florida is going to need massive investment, and you're seeing it in regards to infrastructure. It's the reality, because so many people are moving down there, and when you run your books properly, you're able to make those investments.
And soon one of them will be somebody by the name of Chris Markowski.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
And when you do, then you and I are going to be out and about in the town doing various things, not only down there in Lakewood Ranch and Sarasota and Bradenton, but also up here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Me too. We always had a lot of fun when you were around, so it's going to be great to have you back again. All right. Your website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. And, yep, we're just talking a little shop. Chris is going to be, once his other two kids get out of high school and move on to college, he's going to be coming on back. And it's going to be a good thing. Can't wait, can't wait. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition, rolls on. Coming back with Ron.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.